Don, may I help you?
Hello?
Hello, this is Don. May I help you?
Hey, Don, this is Pete with Bank of Cardiff. How you doing today?
I'm doing fine. With the Bank of Cards?
Cardiff, C-A-R-D-I-F-F, like Frank.
Yes.
Yeah, I was actually just calling because, you know, I sent you something in the mail a few weeks ago here. You had some really good lending history with Wells Fargo, and we actually got you pre-approved with us for $250K for some equipment and capital. Did you get a chance to take a look at that?
We're well capitalized. Got $500,000 in the bank.
Oh, good for you. What about equipment? You're all good there?
We own every goddamn thing we own. We buy and pay for.
Good. Yeah, good for you, Don. Yeah, I'll leave you alone then. You don't need any of my help then.
You don't have to, but I learned this from my parents years ago. Never go out on a limb, pay for what you can afford, and when you own it, you own it, and unless somebody steals it, it's yours.
Yeah, there you go. So I guess you pay for insurance then, but that's about it.
Well, no, we have the other expenses and all that kind of stuff too, don't get me wrong, but honest to God, I mean, we've always been well-capitalized, young man, because that's the way I learned business from my parents years ago, and that's the way I run my business, and my sons do the same thing. And fortunately, we stay on top of our accounts receivable. We don't get stiff too often.
Yeah, you guys do commercial or residential?
Both.
Oh, both,
And industrial.
And it does, yeah. No, on the commercial end, they kind of throw their weight around and like to not pay on time.
Okay. You know, for the young man, to be honest with you, the volume of business that we do, we write off very, very few accounts. Because we stay on top of it and we make sure we know who we're doing business with before we start. But, you know, there are things that change. I'm dealing with a guy right now, a small-time general contractor that, you know, he just got into some problems, and, you know, he probably owes me about $15,000. But, you know, when you're doing $2.5 million worth of business, you write off $40,000-$50,000 at the end of the year. That's not too bad.
Yeah, not too bad, right? All right, Don. Yeah, we won't waste your time anymore. I'll just leave you alone here. And yeah, good luck with your business, man.
Well, thank you, young man. You're a nice guy. Good luck.
You too, man. Thanks.